Good morning, 8:10 here on KGGF as we go throughout a Monday morning. And joining us now in studio, it's time for our Ask the Expert segment. We have Gary and Charles Gang in studio. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning, James.
Charles, what's our verse of the day?
It is Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, 16.
Very good. Thank you for that, Charles. So you gentlemen have a good weekend. I mean, you can't argue with the weather.
Right.
We did.
It's a little windy, but I mean, mid-70s in March, we'll take it.
Slept with the window open last night.
I know.
That was wonderful.
I did. Yeah, I did too. That was great. I mean, that's the first time this year. So
yeah,
that is really cool. It was a beautiful evening, and got to actually get a little hiking in with the dog at Elk City State Park this weekend.
Oh, nice.
So a lot of really amazing trails. You know, people don't realize that it's some of the most premier like mountain biking trails for those people to do that in Kansas.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, people, I was actually talking with one of the mountain bikers. He said, yeah, people come from Kansas City. They come from other states just for those trails.
Wow.
We're blessed to live here with the variety
you're
of terrain.
In our backyard.
Exactly. Yep. And some, you know, sometimes we just don't take advantage of things we have right here. We think, oh, there's nothing here, but man, that's a beautiful park.
Yeah,
and
true.
It's not
yeah.
far away.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
That's great. Well, yeah, so and we're gonna have another nice weather day today, so you know, maybe have a picnic, whatever, out there. It's some good stuff. But talking a little bit closer to home here, want to chat a little bit about some mistakes that people make in retirement, some things that people should be aware of. So what's the first item here?
So one of the mistakes that people can make is by claiming their Social Security too early. And there's sort of a debate around this, Dad, about claiming it too late, too early. You can claim it too late. You can claim it too early. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, everybody's situation is unique, and a lot of it depends depends on a person's health, depends on their job, depends on there's a lot of variables to take into consideration.
As a reminder, when can you start actually taking it?
So the earliest you can start is age 62.
Okay.
But your check is going to be fairly significantly reduced
sure.
by claiming it then. And you can wait all the way up until age 70 to claim it as well. So there's a big range of time there. And for every year that you hold off, there's an 8% increase that your Social Security check will take. But one of the concerns is that there's no death benefit. So when you die, the payments die. Now,
unless you're a couple.
One thing to complicate that or to another factor there is if you're married, then the surviving spouse when a death occurs, the surviving spouse receives the largest check. And so that is a good solid reason for especially a husband or a wife, but usually the husband has the higher check because...
Why is that, Charlie? It's not fair, is it?
Well, many times the wife took off to raise kids and doesn't have the same working record history that the husband does. But he might wonder, hey, why should I hold off? But if he holds off taking his check, then her check can be higher. If something happens to him first, then she receives the higher check, and so there's a benefit there for her by him holding off and claiming his Social Security early.
Gotcha.
Because you lock in those payments at a higher rate.
Sure, that makes sense. So what's another mistake that you see out there easy to kind of make?
Another one along the same line is to start Social Security early before age 66. And sometimes a 66 and 4 months, depending upon your age, is the full retirement age, and continuing to work. So the maximum that you can make is $21,240. And if you claim your Social Security early and you continue to work, you're going to lose a dollar for every $2 you make. So you're basically, if you're making $10 an hour, you're basically going to be making $5 an
wow,
hour.
Wow, good grief. That's pretty significant.
Yeah. So you do not want to claim your Social Security early and continue to work and earn over that $21,240.
And now, would this apply, say, if you were maybe working for a company versus self-employed? Would there be any real difference there, or is it still, it's still going to detract from that probably?
That's going to be the same.
Okay, gotcha.
It's at the end of the day, it's going to they're going to calculate your income.
Wow. So yeah, what else?
You know, another mistake that people make is to carry debt into retirement. And debt might not feel as big a deal if you have especially if you have a two household income, two earners, breadwinners, and you have a car payment or a house payment or whatever that seems maybe sort of normal. But in retirement, debt has a larger risk on your situation. And as you need to have if you're not debt free by the time you retire, you need to have a plan to be debt free, and you need to have a date if you can that, hey, we're going to have this paid off by this date. It just reduces your risk, reduces your stress, and helps you enjoy retirement a little bit more.
Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to mention something that I learned a long time ago. Back in the day, I had a service station for 5.5 years. I had a service station there at Altamont. And I had a guy that they drove those big old tire trucks, huge
sure.
big tire trucks. They came in there on Tuesday morning. Leonard Lehman was his name. Very, very nice guy. And I was 21, 22, 23 years old and naive. And I got to where I owed him some money. And I wasn't able to pay him. And he was so nice. He came to me and he said, Gary, said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to freeze this, what you owe us. We're going to freeze it. And whatever you need today, you get it and you pay for it. And when you pay for it, as you look at your checkbook, if you can apply $50 or $100 or whatever to this bill, we're going to clean this bill up. And that has been a very valuable lesson that helped me get out of debt 20 years ago.
Mm.
Sure. 20 years ago. And I want to encourage people to try to set some goals to minimize and get out of debt, because it will change your life.
Yeah, there's going to be some creative ways to do that for sure.
It'll change your life.
Well, and on a kind of a similar note there, what about investing? You know, are there any mistakes you see with that?
So it's possible to be too conservative in your investing. Your money needs to be working for you. It needs to be doing something. And I know as we get to retirement, a lot of times our desire for safety kicks in, and we want to just, this is it. I've got to live on this and I don't want it to go anywhere. And we're going to put it in the bank, and that's how we're going to survive. But we can actually be too conservative, and we try to walk the balance of keeping people's money safe but also being able to get a reasonable rate of return, and we help our clients achieve that. So it's possible to be too conservative. It's also possible to be too aggressive, and there's the rule of 100, where if you're 50 years old, then 50% of your money should be safe. If you're 80 years old, then 80% of your money should be safe. It's just a rule of thumb to help us evaluate our risk. And I find sometimes there's people that are on the opposite spectrum. They're investing like they just got out of college. And maybe their broker set it up for them a long time ago. And then you look at it and there's a lot of risk there.
Sure.
And that's a danger.
Yeah, that stuff needs to be assessed every so often. And the other thing is, what about where your money is? You know, is that something that we need to look at as well?
You know, if you've worked for a company for years, maybe for Walmart or some corporation, you have the company stock, and that's maybe served you well. There's a danger of having all of your eggs in one basket and having just one company that's representing your holdings.
What if you worked for Kmart, you know?
Right.
Right. Or Sears.
Yeah. Who would have thought Sears would fall?
Sears is gone.
Yeah.
It is gone.
Yeah.
It is crazy. And 40 years ago, I thought, man, if I could go to work for Sears, I'd have it made.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, that just goes to show that we cannot predict anything, really.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And now, what about withdrawing your money?
So, withdrawing your money in retirement, I see people go both ways on this. Some people say, we're not going to touch it. This is, you know, I'm not going to touch this money for anything. And then other on the other spectrum, people can be too free about withdrawing it, and then it's gone. And so it's hard to find the happy medium. It really can be hard to find that. But generally, the rule of thumb has been if you can take out 4%.
Okay.
4% of your money each year. So on $100,000, that's $4,000. On $200,000, that's $8,000. That's just sort of a rule of thumb as what you can access and not run out of money. But right now, we have interest rates over 5% that you can safely get. And so I think sometimes people can be too conservative in what they withdraw. Now, some people say, well, I want to save it all for the kids. Well, maybe your
kids have more than you have already.
Yeah.
Sometimes are the kids making more money than you've ever made? Some of them are.
Yeah.
And there's some people we're talking to right now that their children are really struggling. And those children haven't been able to make the money that others have. And so there's no set answer for everyone because everyone's situation is so unique.
But it's a good idea to think about these things. Think about, hey, how fast are we withdrawing? Are we withdrawing too fast? Are we allowing ourselves to live? Are we enjoying life? You know, where are we at?
Sure, figuring out that pace. Now, what about required monthly distributions?
It's actually called required minimum distributions.
Minimum. Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine. So
RMDs. You hear that a lot. Yep.
That's right. Yep. So as you reach age 72, it used to be age 70 and a half.
It's 73 now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Just started to be age 73.
Uh-huh.
You have to start taking out what's called a required minimum distribution. So you've been accumulating all of these IRA funds or 403Bs or whatever they are, employee-sponsored plans. You've been accumulating those tax-free. You've not been paying any taxes. And at age 73 now, Uncle Sam says, hey, it's time to pay the piper. And you pay the piper by starting taking those withdrawals out and paying taxes on those withdrawals. And you're required to do that at age 73. So if you don't take them, the penalty used to be 50%.
I think it's 25% now. Maybe.
They've decreased it now to 25%.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, the RMD, the required minimum distribution at age 73, is about less than 4%, about 3.8% or so. And so if you're earning at least 4 or 5% on your money, it's kind of you're treading water. Now, as you get older, your required minimum distribution gets bigger because your life expectancy is shorter. But typically, for several years, it will basically tread water, kind of.
That's right.
Making 5% interest or so.
Gotcha. Now, what we've talked in the program before about annuities, but what can be a problem, you know, with those, or maybe not even thinking about them?
Yeah. Some people can say, oh, annuities are bad. And
why do they say that, Charles?
Well, there's two different worlds out there. There's a risk and fee-based world with stocks, mutual funds, and different instruments like that. And then there's the safety-based world where annuities are. And
not all annuities.
That's true.
Variable annuities are still in the stock market.
That's true. So we're talking about fixed annuities. They're in the safety-based world. And the risk and fee-based world people sometimes look down on the safety-based world people. And so there's a lot of press out there about you know, people saying things, but the facts are many times different than what are advertised.
Well, I think, Charlie, a lot of it has to do with people didn't understand possibly what they were buying. And also, unfortunately, like we have in every field, there's unscrupulous salespeople out there that sell somebody something and they didn't really realize, the client didn't really realize what they were buying.
Sure.
They didn't really understand it. And I totally get that. I mean, we talk a language that you radio folks, you guys get together over coffee and you're talking about whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And people would listen in on that. And they're like, what are you even talking about? You
know? And we talk about RMDs and, and
it is
blah, blah, blah.
Every industry has that little jargon, you know?
And everybody's occupation is so specialized now.
Yeah.
That the acronyms and so forth that we use in talking about it, just, it's Greek.
Sure. No, it does take a while to, you know, kind of get your head wrapped around that sort of thing and understand how all these different worlds work. That's why I always say everything is more complicated than we think it is, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
It's just even running an oil tank or whatever, it's a tank, you think, it's a tank, you put oil in it. But there's so much that goes into that.
So for that reason, we encourage people to let their son or daughter or somebody come in with them.
Yeah.
And help them to make sure they understand what they're getting. And because we don't want surprises down the road for our clients, and they don't want surprises. We want to be transparent and honest and straightforward. And so I think annuities sometimes get a bad rap because of that. But on the other hand, I have people that are drawing income on annuities that have drawn income for years.
That's great.
Years.
That's
And it's a fixed income. Now that's called an immediate annuity that'll pump out a check every month or year or whatever. But most of the annuities we sell are just in an accumulation phase. They're not generating payments.
That's right.
Good deal. So what other mistakes do you see in people retirement?
Lastly, I think the biggest mistake is not finding somebody to help you, is to try it on your own, to try retirement on your own. Most people only have one shot at retirement. And, you know, there's a saying that if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Right?
Right.
We've all been there, right?
Sure,
whether you're buying a house, buying a car, or buying, you know, you later on learn, oh, man, I got taken. I paid this, I paid that, and I didn't buy this. And so there's a great value in having somebody that has been down this road before and knows the pitfalls and knows the answers to the questions.
Absolutely. And so you guys are always happy to help answer people's questions and, you know, get them ready for retirement. This is what you do every day. So you're the experts on this. So if people have questions, that sort of thing, how can they get a hold of you and where can we find you?
So our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number is 620-331-8800. They can call or text, call there or text their name and email to get on our email list. We have offices in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan as well.
Excellent.
So our website is skankinsurance.com. That's SCHENCK. insurance.com.
And always a good reminder to get on that email list so you know you get all that updated information. You can find out about the upcoming Medicare 101s. And two, you guys are going to be at the Interstate Farm and Home Show. We're gearing up for all that.
That's right. So 24th and 25th of March. I look forward to seeing everybody. Invite our listeners there. We'll have some drawings and different things.
Excellent. Well, Charles and Gary, always a pleasure to have you in studio. Look forward to chatting again on Friday.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you. We do have the students from Field Kinley up next here on KGGF.